Today I'm joined in the studio by Karen Sprake, who is a home help and writer of the website Karen Cares. Karen Cares shares advice and information for anyone caring for the elderly. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Julie. Good to be back. Thanks for asking me.
That's all right. There's been a lot in the media recently about state benefits following the Channel 4 TV programme Benefit Street. But when you are elderly and able to work, what help is available?
There are billions of pounds worth of benefits going unclaimed by the elderly in the UK. It was estimated that up to 1.6 million people who were entitled to pension credit in 2012 did not claim it. The General Director of Age UK, Michelle Mitchell, said there are 1.8 million people in later life living in poverty, and claiming pension credit can make a huge difference to somebody's income and quality of life.
So Karen, who is entitled to claim pension credit?
About 4 million older people are entitled to pension credit, and yet only 1 in 3 of those eligible are claiming, and those who are not are missing out on hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds each year.
Are pension credits easy to understand, Karen? There is something called guarantee credit. Can you explain what these are, please?
The guarantee credit tops somebody's weekly income up to a minimum level set by the government.
OK, and how much is that?
If you're a pensioner in the current tax year, pension credit could top your weekly income up to £145.50 for a single person and £222.05, where they get the 5p from, I don't know, if you're married or have a partner.
So what age can this be paid? The government are making the age we can retire older and older.
You need to find out at what age you can claim your state pension, and this can be found out by going to the gov.uk state pension calculator online. It depends in which year you were born as to when you can take your pension. I think I'll be about 68 when I can, if I'm still alive.
Yeah, I think it might be about 70 then for me. So, you're entitled to claim your state pension and are wondering if you're entitled to pension credit. What should you do next?
Most baby boomers, people who are coming up to retirement now, are computer savvy. So I'd suggest they visit the gov.uk website and click on the link for pension credit. If somebody doesn't have access to the internet or is unhappy using it, I always recommend they visit or call Age Concerns office in Roll Street and ask for somebody to help them fill out the forms to see if they're eligible.
And Karen, do you think there's any shame about claiming these age-related benefits?
No, not at all, Julie. The money's been made available to ensure that older adults are not struggling financially. However, many elderly people over 85 are very proud. They've never asked for or been offered any financial help and find that difficult to change.
I've heard about attendance allowance. Perhaps you can tell me about it and who is eligible to claim it.
Attendance allowance is available to anybody over the age of 65 who has a physical disability. That's also including a sensory one, so sight loss or learning difficulties. And if this disability means that the person needs somebody else to help keep an eye on them in their own home to keep them safe, then they may be eligible for attendance allowance. If somebody is terminally ill, there are special rules that apply. And if it's a bit morbid, but if they're not expected to live more than 6 months, their attendance allowance claim can be speeded up and they can receive it more quickly. There's enough to worry about in these circumstances, and added money worries are not needed.
I've heard there are two rates of attendance allowance, a higher one and a lower one. How does this work?
That's right, Julie. The lower level, which is currently paid, it's £53 a week, is if somebody needs frequent help or supervision during the day or supervision at night. The higher rate, which is £79.15, is paid if somebody needs supervision or help both during the day and at night, or if somebody's terminally ill.
Sometimes receiving one benefit entitles someone to additional help. Is this the case with attendance allowance?
Yes, it is. Someone may also be entitled to pension credit, housing or council tax benefit, and it's best to check with whoever's dealing with your claim as to whether you can receive any additional benefits.
So how does someone apply for attendance allowance?
Once again, Julie, if someone's got access to the internet, apply online using the website gov.uk or visit Age UK, and they've got volunteers who are experienced in filling out the forms, and they often succeed in getting attendance allowance from somebody who might not get it by applying directly.
Thanks for that, Karen. That's really useful to know.
The last thing I would like to add, Julie, changing the subject slightly, is that many people with dementia may be entitled to a reduction in their council tax bill. This is irrespective of savings or household income, and this is through council tax discounts.
So what older adults and elderly need to remember is there's no shame to claim. Thanks for coming in, Karen. This has been really interesting.
Thank you.